Hello.
Sir.
Yeah. I want to talk to Grease Man.
This is he. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, bud?
What can I do for you?
Oh, man, I'm down here on Ken Island, on the Eastern Shore.
Oh, that's great, man. I envy you. What a beautiful way to spend the day, even though it is kind of ugly. Picture window.
It's kind of rainy out here. I'm baiting up about 2,000 feet of trot line.
2,000 feet of trot line? You get a heart attack reeling that in.
Nah, man, it ain't no big thing.
Imagine that. Letting out 2,000 feet of line. Your bursitis would kick in. You get your back from all that pulling and yanking. No fish is worth 2,000 feet of line, sir.
I got a motor, man. I don't have to row. Winch.
No, but I mean a motor on the rod?
No, I got a motor on a boat.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So instead of reeling in the line, you merely back the boat up and suck in the line that way.
No, man. No, it doesn't work that way.
So how the hell do you get 2,000 feet of line back on board?
Just pull it up by hand, put it back in the basket.
Oh,
that's
I see.
The way it goes.
You got it out. You're not.
Yeah, fishing. You got a big float on one end, and you drop it out with an anchor, and then just.
Oh, I see. You're not even using a fishing pole. You're merely letting the fish swim into the net, and then
you know what?
Scooping them up haplessly.
Y'all don't do that stuff up there in the Potomac River, do you?
Well, no, so we don't put nets out, my poor man. The only nets we put is in our hair when we're getting our perms.
You take crabs on a trot line.
All right.
You run a couple thousand feet of trot line out there with bait on it, and they lay on the bottom, and then you pick them up off the, you know.
So you're getting crabs.
You net them as you go along. You got a little thing on the side of the boat there that lifts the line up. And
oh, I see. Oh, okay, so you're catching crabs then.
Yeah, I'm crabbing.
Crabbing. All right. I thought you were fishing for trout with a 2,000-foot line up.
I was sitting out here since 3:30 this morning baiting my line up.
You're
and it's blowing and raining, so I'll sit here listening to you. I said, well, you know, you always talk about everybody from West Virginia and all that, and you never talk about us down here on the Eastern Shore.
I should do that. Eastern Shore, man. Yeah. Out there with them trot lines. I misunderstood you. I thought you had like a fishing pole with 2,000 feet of line. Get a coronary reeling in that much line. I don't care if them fishes had diamonds in their belly. I don't believe I'd be reeling in no 2,000 feet of line. I see now. Well, there's a story. This old boy had him a trot line there in the Eastern Shore. He's a high school boy, earning some extra money. And he put that trot line out there. But one day, he done reeled it in and worked up a good ladder catching all them crabs. So he brings his boat up to the dock and he drops off the crabs, a couple bushels worth. And then he goes home and he figures he'll take him a shower before he takes a nap because he's got classes he's got to go to in the high school. Well, wouldn't you know, as he's in the shower soaping up, his little cousin Sophie comes walking in the bathroom. She sees him standing there naked. She points and says, hey, what's him? He said, them's my new dog. She said, well, when am I going to get a set? That's when he smiled and said, just as soon as I locked the bathroom door.